Andy Anderson from Composure Magazine.
Our resident how-to girl.
I want to write about things that matter.
What are you working on now?
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
I could start by dating a guy and then drive him away.
Doing everything girls do wrong in relationships.
I can sell myself to any woman.
I'd like to see you prove that.
You would.
Make a woman fall in love with you.
You're on.
So who's the lucky girl?
Her.
Her who?
Her in the gray dress.
Hi, I'm Benjamin Barry.
Andy Anderson.
Oh, you are already falling in love with me.
I'm gonna make you wish you were dead.
Say I love you.
Hi.
Hey there.
Gang's all here.
And all the girls dream that they'd be Ben's partner. They'd be Ben's partner.
No, no.
Used Photoshop to composite our faces together.
Oh, that's our wedding. You're the kids in Switzerland.
You're loodling.
Our kids are really attractive. So it's like a dog, right?
We're still on for poker at your house this weekend.
Ooh,
boys' night. You giving him a boys' night?
Think of him.
I have to crack this guy. I mean, this is DEFCON 5.
Blow. Nobody likes a Mr. Sniffles.
Come on, step it.
It's over, man.
No, 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 no.
My boyfriend is a fat.
I can't eat in front of you.
I don't think she's fat.
You, outside.
Oh, my God.
And after all this, he still didn't leave you?
Okay, he's just a little tougher than I thought.
Where's the sexy, cool, fun, smart, beautiful Andy that I knew?
He loves you.
Can I see you tomorrow?
I've gotten to know this guy.
You're beautiful.
You'll write the article. I want copy on my desk in 48 hours.
Where's Andy Anderson?
She's not here.
People, welcome to another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 34. I'm your host, the phenomenal one, MoviesPostPodcast.com, of course.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
And we're here to talk about some cheesy-ass movie called How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which I think is the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard of, to be honest.
Well, it's kind of true, because girls act like that, so...
Oh, so you related to this movie then?
I do.
Oh, shit. I'm about to have a depressing hour on Throwback Tuesday. So you're telling me some girl has did this to you in 10 days?
Well, no, but everything that she did in those 10 days is pretty much typical for how girls act.
Yeah. No, Janae didn't act like that, so... The main thing she said... Well, I ain't going to repeat what she said.
Right.
But yeah, after rewatching this, I was like, damn, why did I pick this movie? It's cheesy as fuck. But then I remember why I picked it, because Mr. Matthew McConaughey is in it. All right, all right, all right.
That's the only reason why.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, my boy. It was him in a movie about women.
That's all
How
we needed.
How could I not pick that one?
That's all we needed with him.
Exactly. That's all he needs is women. His shirt off, and a plot.
Did he have it? She had his shirt off in this, didn't he?
Yeah, he took it off like in the first 10 minutes, right?
I think so, yeah, in his office. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly, when he was switching shirts or whatever, and all the women was watching, and if you looked in the corner, you would have saw, in the darkness, you would have looked over there, you would have saw me just looking like,
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right. That's why he looked through the window and just stared. He was just like, what the fuck?
Who's that black guy in the corner? He doesn't work here.
He wasn't worried about the three women looking at him. He was worried about, like, who the hell is that black dude?
The darkness is coming.
It's just teeth.
And eyes.
Teeth and eyes or whatever. And a little bit of nose. So, you know what? I think maybe they should make our movie then if they made this movie. I got a movie for this one. How to suck a guy's dick in 10 days, you know? Made by man, for men, and all that other stuff, whatever.
Performed by man.
Yeah, performed by man. Performed by man. I'm going to plot synopsis.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, directed by Donald Petrie, starring Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey, Adam Goldberg. Budget $50 million, box office $177.
I can't believe this cost $50
million. Nah, it's got to be salaries.
Yeah, I guess Matthew McConaughey. I guess Kate Hudson was pretty big back then.
Yeah, came out in 2003, so yeah, she was pretty big. Very simple movie. Kate Hudson is a writer for a Composure magazine, a woman's magazine. Yeah. She's the how-to girl, and she writes an article, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and she meets Matthew McConaughey, who's an advertising executive who needs to have a woman fall in love with him in 10 days. To get this big client, this diamond client.
Yeah, because these bitches are goading him into a bet they knew he was pretty much going to lose.
Those girls were evil.
Those girls were bitches. Where at first I saw them, I was like, man, they hot as hell, whatever. But then just looking out, and they were just saying, well, oh, we're going to give you a shot. I ain't giving nobody a shot. You knew he's going to fail.
Is it Michael Michelle? Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Oh, yeah. I thought all the women here were pretty hot. If anything, I thought Kate Hudson was the least interesting looking thing.
The only time when she was probably the best looking is when she had the yellow dress on before the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time she was hot in my mind, but her friends were hotter.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that too, whatever. Like, even at the end of the movie, towards where her and one of her friends are, I forgot who the actress, her name is, when I guess her ex comes back, whatever, I was like, yeah, well, Kate Hudson's hair all over the place. She's not looking that great, whatever, but her friend over there, I mean, she's looking pretty good. And I've seen her today as an actress, whatever, and she works on, like.
Her name's Catherine Hahn.
Yeah, Catherine Hahn. She does a lot of comedic shit with making funny faces and shit like that, whatever. And I thought she was looking hot at it.
Oh, yeah, she did. And her other friend, which I didn't catch her name, dark haired one.
Yeah, the one at the beginning.
Oh, she was hot too.
She was probably the hottest in the movie.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like a very simple rom com movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, her, you follow her and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of turns, like, I want to say psychotic.
It was funny because, you know, you first introduced Kate Hudson's character, which, you know, the way she's talking with her friends or whatever, I was like, you know, if I was a woman, it was like I would hang around her. She seemed kind of cool, whatever. I mean, she's doing this right now because of her job. I get that, whatever. But then when she started talking about, I want to write political stuff and all that, I was just like, bitch, do you know where you work at?
Have you ever, I mean, I don't know if you ever read one of those magazines, but is there any political stuff in that magazine, those magazines?
I've looked in one, and then that was because, you know, when you're in the grocery store, you see those magazines, like, just, and when you're waiting in line, you see those magazines just sitting there, and they're always women magazines, right? And it goes, it's shit like this, how to lose your guy in 10 days, or mm-hmm. how to please your man in 100 ways, and then, bitch, ain't no 100 ways to please us, you just make us a sandwich and suck our dick, and we'd be happy, but anyway.
In that order.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we eat the sandwich while you're going down on us.
Yeah, exactly. Don't talk so much.
Especially with your mouth full.
To me personally, I always hate those fucking things, whatever, because it's like, women really need a magazine to understand us. It's like, we the most simplest motherfuckers ever, or whatever.
We need a fucking, a guidebook for girls.
Yeah, because that female period, man, that shit ain't no joke. They will take you through some shit like, what?
I don't know. We need a, I mean, every girl's different. I mean, I think we both can contest to that.
Yeah, and even if they, like you said, like, I've seen some act like this before, and I have too, and I say, well, this one wasn't like that, but 20 days later, she got a kick.
She was like a stage 5 clinger. Benny Boo Boo Boo.
It's like Z said, though, pretty much it's a simple rom-com movie or whatever, where, you know, they're both playing a game with each other at the beginning where he has to win a bet to get this deal, and she's pretty much doing this for her job. She's not really interested or whatever, but then, you know, slowly as they come closer to each other, they start to learn that, you know what, I kind of like this person.
I think
there's funny scenes where she's fucking up or whatever, and then Matthew McConaughey is still sticking around. Her friends are like, you know, he's still sticking around, you know, and you're doing some pretty fucked up shit here.
I think the time that they finally realized is when they were as parents.
Yeah.
I think that's the time. And I'm not going to lie, Kate actually kind of looked really cute at certain points in the movie, not all of them, but...
Yeah, she's cute. She looks like the average... I mean, she wasn't glammed up in the movie, let's say that.
Yeah, she kind of has the girl next door type of quality to her.
Which is funny because the cinematography and all that, whatever, looks like she should be glammed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta glam up the star of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's one thing, too, whatever. But just the feel and look of the film, whatever, it just feels like... Seems like someone even hotter, like 20 times hotter, should be in her position right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. But these two had a great chemistry with each other.
Yeah, I will give it that, though. They did work well together, and it's nice to see someone play off of Matthew McConaughey's all right attitude.
I wish he would have done something like that.
That motherfucker gives some great-ass speeches. I'm telling you that right now, whatever. Just hearing him talking and moving on, everyone, I was just like, let me write that down.
His facial facial expression, especially when they did the couples therapy, were great. Those were great.
You know, it's it's funny because you know, Matthew McConaughey had this resurgence in his career or whatever because he has a great fucking agent, which his agent's been looking out for him like in the best way possible lately. Back then, you know, you just remember him as the guy that always took his shirt off, whatever. But after rewatching it, I was like, you know, he's not that bad even back then.
Yeah, I mean, now he's pretty much, is he an A-list actor?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, he's pretty much assuring to win Best Actor in the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's won Best Actor at every award ceremony so far now.
And yeah, he's going to be, he's top notch. And Kay Hudson literally fell off the fucking face of the earth. Where the fuck? I mean,
not only did she lose a guy in 10 days, she lost her career in 10 days.
I mean, where has she been? I think the last movie I know that she was in was that Brides Wars. That's it.
Oh, dude, that is
2009. Wow.
Yeah, how about say how old is she now?
34.
Just looked up some. She got some stuff coming up, and she's in production or whatever. So. Yeah,
I wonder if she's. She's not that great of an actress.
She's actually looking at her role right now. She hasn't done anything like this, like, really huge, whatever. Look, most of it's just TV, like Glee.
Yeah.
What the fuck was she in Glee? That's what I'm trying to say. She's a little too old for Glee.
Oh, she was a teacher.
Okay, I was about to say. I thought Glee was for teenagers and shit like that. And then she's got, like, two things coming up, but they all look like they're just, like, straight to DVD shit, so.
I mean, she's most known for Almost Famous, but... Yeah. But she's also known for who her mom is.
Ah, yes, that's right. Her mom is the... Actually, you know what? I want to say... the last thing I remember seeing her in, I think, might have been You, Me, and Dupree.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was a terrible movie.
That was like 07 or something like that?
Oh, that was a terrible movie. It was 06.
Oh, yeah, it was a fucking horrible movie, whatever. And that's what I thought it was going to be. So, would you say that this was her last big movie, though?
Yes. Yes.
Just because she teamed up with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think, McConaughey was doing a lot. He was doing a lot of rom-coms in the early 2000s.
He was that pretty boy. He was the Channing Tatum of that time.
Yeah, he did Wedding Planner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Then he kind of got into Failure to Launch, which was
Matthew.
Which why would you man. Why would you fall for Sarah Michelle Gellar or not Sarah Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker or whatever. Well, he has a thing for animals, maybe. I don't
know. Horse face.
He's like, you know what? Hey, look here right now. Horses are a dying species, and we need to take good care of them and show them all kind of love and tendencies for them. Now, can I get all right in here?
I'm going to be committing a law right about here.
That motherfucker was a preacher. I would go to that church.
I would, too. He has that look, tone in his voice that he could be a fucking preacher.
He probably has the best southern accent I've ever heard in movies.
One of them, yeah. Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, I can't think of any Southern actors right now that uses their accents or whatever and shit, but his accent is... Every time I hear him just get up and talk, he always gives, like, these metaphoric speeches and shit like that.
Did he lose that throughout the movie? Like, he kind of got rid of the Southern accent and would talk normal?
Yeah, that was one of the problems, whatever. And plus, he started, like... I don't want to say taking his charm away or whatever, but the more the movie went along... It seemed like we lost more of that beginning of the movie with McConaughey, which I was like,
I mean, who are you supposed to root for in this movie between the two?
Yeah, because they're both assholes in their own way.
Well, she's more of an asshole because she's trying to get rid of him. He's trying to keep her.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember too, both of them they only getting rid of him and trying to keep her for a bedroom. I mean, say that if he would have got her and didn't fall in love with her, he just dumped her ass the next day.
They should have played that off that he was a playboy.
Yeah, they should have showed more of that because at the beginning of the movie, it's like you just see women watching with his shirt off. So I'm like, okay, I understand that he's the one that women want here. But then they set the bed up like the next scene of like, because he's talking about diamonds and women.
Mm-hmm.
Which I ain't gonna lie, he gave a pretty goddamn good speech, but then that bitch had to turn around on him. It's like, diamonds, if everyone's a diamond, then no one's rare. I was like, oh, you bitch.
I know. And he goes, go frost yourself.
Yeah, that bitch, I was like, I was listening to his every word. I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. Diamonds are everywhere. And then she had to come in and it's like, if diamonds are everywhere, then nobody's rare. And I was like, oh, you, fuck you.
But what she does, I mean, she takes him to the Celine Dion concert. He makes this. I think he was in an orgasm with that lamb.
Yeah,
That
what
he.
would you do if your woman you just met took you to a slave dance?
I would ask what the he she because she kept saying tickets,
Yeah.
and they're supposed to go to the finals game for Knicks. Will never happen in the world. That'll never happen. But, I would ask what tickets do you have?
What she said is a surprise. I can't tell you.
Well, oh fuck. I would find out what's going on in that town.
You're gonna get on the internet. What is in town? Actually, that is a good point, though, to be honest. You need to do some research.
But she does go. I mean, you got that weird-looking dog that she got. That
I don't know.
she pawned off him. He had to take care of that dog.
I told you, he's an animal lover. That's what I said.
All right.
All right. Oh, since you can't touch. See, dog law breakers up in here right now.
She
All right.
redecorates his apartment.
Yeah, I've had someone try to do that before.
I loved his reaction when he saw in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And then he accidentally walks out like normal, like nothing happened.
One chick try to do that one time with him. I just looked at her and was like, "You got to go."
I lose you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can't exactly how to get the fuck out of my place in 10 minutes. That's a damn mom movie right got to go. You got to go now.
But this is I think this is probably one of the best romantic comedies in a long time because it kind of people relate to both him and her.
Really? You think it's one of the best? I don't know about that now.
It's new. It's original. It's not like they ripped off something else.
Yeah, it is something original as far as of trying to get rid of a guy in 10 days, something like that, whatever. I think it's kind of an asshole-y plot here, to be honest. I think it's straight out of a women's magazine plot here, and I'm like, all right, I don't really want to see that. Whatever. I mean, it does. I don't think it's one of the best because it resorts to all kind of cliches that were like fucking 2 years ago and shit like that. Like, oh, I'm not even talking about 2014. I'm talking about in this time frame that came out.
But I wish when they went at the restaurant when the evil girls were picking his gr women, I wanted to pick the fat one.
McConaughey would have worked that. I told you he's an animal lover and he likes to get old
He
girls
probably
like
would have just
that.
said, "Hey," and she probably would have been panties dropped at the instant.
Panties would have been. They would have been so wet that they would have just fell off instantly.
It would have been probably with how fast she was, probably been Cool Whip or something or gravy.
Yeah, I mean, I personally really don't care for the movie that much. I ain't gonna lie. I thought this was hitting that trend of those fucking simple ass romantic comedy films. After all the romantic comedies I've been watching lately, I think still the best one to date is well, Her might replace it, but 500 Days of Summer.
That's what, yeah.
Got my boy JGL in there, whatever. Who's the king of romantic comedy, especially after Don John now, whatever, you know.
But was this movie needed to be almost 2 hours long?
Hell no.
They could have cut out so much shit.
You know what, Z? I just had a revelation. I'm gonna talk like this for the rest of the episode.
But the runtime, I mean, it's 2 hours long. That's so long for one of these movies.
I personally thought the movie doesn't offer anything new at all to the romantic comedy genre. It's nothing really new. It's pretty much just a bunch of cliches, I thought. But I thought one thing that did keep it going, like you said, one thing was the chemistry. The other thing, it had a lot of charm in it.
I would say his.
Yeah, mainly his.
I mean, she. I mean, did you? I mean, the whole poker scene. Did you know that whole thing was improv?
Yeah.
Her reaction, and they loved it. And she's scary if that was improv. I mean, she. Let's see. Buys a fern, a baby fern. She talks to his mom after like two dates and makes a family album with some ugly ass fucking kids.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Wherever, and then she put their faces on them, whatever. He's like, "That's gonna be our babies."
But I did like the charm of them when he goes to his parents' house.
Yeah, there was a lot of charm to be found in the movie. I mean, there was tons of it I saw, but Like, I think maybe it could be the running time, too, being almost 2 hours long, that it kind of just gets old and repetitive, and you're just like, yeah, I really don't give a shit no more, or whatever. Like, I mean, maybe for women this adds something to it, but for me and you, we just like, yeah, well, yeah. They wrap this shit up. I mean, if it ain't got no boat going down, then, you know, I don't really care.
That would have been funny.
I mean, let's be real. That's the only reason why some men actually like Titanic or whatever is because it's like, well, it's getting kind of sappy here. But, man, that boat effect looked good.
Well, Kate Hudson knows how to lose, or not Kate Hudson, Kate Winslet knows how to lose a guy in a few days.
Oh, yeah. She knows how to cheat on a guy in 10 days, that's for sure, too.
Yeah.
Hey, and she knows how to drop a guy in 10 seconds.
But, and then we got to the end when they're at the, a ceremony or a bump. Whatever, a party.
You know what? I just had another revelation, Z. All right. You should make a movie like this.
A rom-com?
You should make a rom-com. I'm surprised you haven't done that yet. I want to see you do a rom-com. I think that'd be funny.
Maybe after Night of Living Dead.
All right.
And we'll have that Southern charm.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to put a poll up. How many people want to see Z do a romantic comedy? All right.
Do it. But we get to the thing, and then the evil bitches convince, you know.
Evil bitches.
I don't know how to say it. They trick McConaughey's friends to tell Kate Hudson that about the bet. And then they do that singing portion, which, god damn, that was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible, whatever. You know, it's funny we keep using the term romantic comedy in here. And I can see where the comedy come from, but I didn't find a goddamn thing romantic in here.
Matthew McConaughey's chest.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. Okay, well, that ain't romantic. That was just fucking sexy. You know what I mean? That's just God's gift to Earth right there. That's just, you know, his friends, whatever. If you want to call this romantic at all, whatever, it's more like a, you know, kind of a slap to the damn face, to be honest. Because it's kind of two ass, like you said again, two assholes who's really doesn't really have much to prove in here until halfway through the film. And he's just like, oh, I'm not even going to lie, I did want Matthew McConaughey to win because, you know, I just wanted him to shut them two evil bitches up.
Well, he did, so.
Yeah, he did win that, so, you know, and he shut them two bitches up like he should have, whatever, because he is Matthew McConaughey.
Was that old lady, the wife of the diamond person, was that a wig, or was her hair red?
Dude, it looked like a wig, right? I think she had a weave in her head.
That lady was, she was in that, I mean, she was the model in the commercial they're doing. I'm like, ew, I would not want to buy diamonds from them.
I like it because she was just like, when she was talking at that dinner table, she was like, they showed like a close-up of her chest and shit like that, and nothing was there. So I was just like, I don't even know why they're showing that, first of all. And then you see these cheap-ass diamonds she's wearing. She's like, a diamond is exclusive to certain people.
Did you know when Kate Hudson ran out after singing? That, did you know that was Leave It the Beaver?
Leave It the Beaver, yeah.
I looked at that, I'm like, is that the beef?
The beef.
I'm like, nice that he's getting work.
He said, I'm trying to get in this beaver.
And what did she name his dick? Princess Sophia?
What was that?
Remember when they were about to have sex, like, I think the second time, she named his...
Yeah, second time.
She named his dick something, and it kind of turned him off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he kept calling it Kroll, the warrior guy, or whatever.
McConaughey's reaction, priceless.
Princess Sophia.
Princess Sophia. It's not like he ever tried to do that with her. You know, it's funny, because he's bringing up this How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Most of the shit that she's done, or even her friend did at the beginning of the movie, I didn't had all of that, and it was weird. It just weird when it happens.
You mean a girl tells you she loves you after, like, the second date?
Her friend was like, after we had such the best sex ever, I kind of cried a little bit, whatever.
They're like, just a normal tear, right? No.
And she's like, no, I showed emotion or whatever. It's like...
Their reaction was funny.
I'm not gonna lie. Someone did that to me one time, and I just looked at her, and me being the asshole I am, I just tapped on the shoulder and said, hey, everything gonna be all right?
All right.
I said, well, hey, look here then. I'm gonna leave you to yourself, whatever. Then next thing, when I left her there, she sent me a text talking about, you asshole, you just left me here to cry. I said, what you want me to do?
No, you would have said, your taxi's here. Get out.
Well, she wasn't at my house. I wouldn't. She's crazy. I wouldn't gonna bring that crazy bitch to my house. And plus, I'd have been like, I wouldn't even told her that. I'd have been like, here, you just stand outside and wait for this car to come up, whatever.
All right.
But isn't that shit is creepy as fuck when they do that. It's just like, why would they do that? Why would they cry?
I don't know. Girl, I mean, they pretty much got every cliche of a girl.
Yeah.
Down here. Guy-wise, I mean, this was more like a guy's movie because he didn't do anything bad. He tries, like, the compromise and all that stuff.
And did you see how good Matthew McConaughey, I mean, he was looking good in this movie over there as far as, like, young and everything. I mean, he was looking damn good or whatever. And yet this chick want to play games with him? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
She should have just got the ugliest dude up in that place.
Yeah, it's the only guy that she tried to pick up was married, so.
Yeah. She should have found the short little dweeb or anything like that that she could have just got rid of in a day or two. That way she could have just easily done it. But she goes with the hottest looking guy up in there? Come on now. You know you ain't turning that down. I don't give a damn if that was Bojangles.
No, she wanted to ride a stallion.
She wanted to ride. You want to ride this stallion, girl? Well, so you got to put a little bit more work into it before you get up on this now. All right.
And what is it with Kate Hudson that she, in all of her movies, she's always like chewing food and talking at the same time?
That bitch ain't got no manners. That's what.
Have you noticed that she does that in a lot of her movies?
I do remember that in three of her movies now. That's probably why they think that she doesn't get that much work now.
And goddamn, can she like at least get implants or something?
That's what I'm saying. See?
I mean, she's got a cute face, but she's gonna look like her mom. She's gonna look like her mom, and that's not a good thing.
I'm gonna give her the yeah, that is true. She has a lot of energy on screen.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does. At least in this movie, I don't know for other ones, but in this movie, I thought she exerted a lot of energy and looked like she was having a lot of fun doing this.
Well. She gets to make out with McConaughey. Wouldn't you have fun?
Yeah, I was gonna say she gets to fuck McConaughey. I might as be happy too, whatever. I get to sleep with McConaughey, and that's another thing. Second of all, she's doing what every woman would want to do as a living. Talk about a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, she was pretty much experiencing everyone's fantasy. Kind of, he like you said, he was the Channing Tatum back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he was the Channing Tatum of the time. Matter of fact, I still think he is. Law says I ain't Channing Tatum no more. Channing Tatum wish he was me. All right.
And the ladies got their Magic Mike movie, so the see them both shirtless and stripping.
McConaughey was the best thing in that movie. That's what I
say
that. All right. So you know I was, girl. We gonna ride this pony real quick. We gonna take it to the side. That motherfucker always be talking about something that don't, like, he will take the most simplest thing and just switch it around to something that ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, he'll be talking about, like, look here. All of us talking about women, he'll just be like, look here, women is like Mars and men are like moons right now, whatever. Yeah, y'all got to come in line themselves to the galactic universe and all that, whatever. And when we get together as one, then everything going to be perfect. All right. Just look at him, he's just going like, I don't know what the fuck you just said, but it sounded kind of cool. So I'm just going to go along with it.
But this is a very simple movie. There's really nothing.
No.
That stands out. I mean, I would say the chemistry is probably the best part between the two. Mm-hmm. Like, they really were together. That was the best thing.
It was believable, yeah.
Yeah.
And they get enough screen time together, too, where it's not like, oh, this one stole it or whatever. If anything, the acting on McConaughey's part is better, but it's not that as if they spent too much time with this one person. I think they gave each person enough screen time to. Well, for 2 fucking hours, they better fucking. Never mind then.
Yeah, exactly. But. Like I said, it's a very simple movie, so I'm just going to give it 2.5 stars. Because it's it's original. That's why I got to give it credit for that. And the chemistry with McConaughey and Hudson was just great. Plus, her friends were just downright hot.
Yeah, the idea is original, but the plot is pretty fucking generic and simple and cliched like a motherfucker. I gave it a stream it, and I got to get any higher than that, whatever. I wish it was sorting down a little bit. Actually, this is actually what I hate about romantic comedies is this kind of shit. But other Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson, like I said, their charm and chemistry together worked well. Hudson had a lot of energy on screen. She looked like she was having a good time trying to put her tampons in his bathroom. I don't know why women get to
but
throw a lot of that.
They just kept beating over her head.
It's like she was getting a thrill out of this shit. Like it's like when women do this, they really do know that men don't like that, right?
Yeah.
It's either they be doing that on purpose to test us, or they just want to go like, I bet he'll like this because he likes me. So
I mean, like, no. Yeah. If say a girl you're dating for like a few days, she came to your place with a photo album of make believe kids with your would you would lose your shit, wouldn't you?
I would tell her. I'd be like, you know what? I just got called in to go somewhere. I'll call you tomorrow. I would have to get rid of her. She has to go. I'm sorry. That would creep me the fuck out to do that. She actually took the time to Photoshop me in her head onto some imaginary kids' bodies and made a book out of it and brought it here and showed me. I'd be looking at her like, honey, you have a little bit too much time on yourself, and you might be happy with someone else.
Yeah.
But I'd be creeped out a little bit, I ain't gonna lie.
I think he was. He's like, oh shit.
Wouldn't you be?
I would. I told you, she was like acting like a stage 5 clinger.
Oh shit, this girl finally didn't went crazy. I just, when I thought everything was gonna be working out just fine. So, alright. Matthew, you don't have to say that line. They don't even get the scene.
The funny thing is that he pretty much technically won because he got the diamond account, but she never got the right political, as far as we know.
And plus, she didn't get to write that article because she quit, so.
Yeah, she wrote the article of that she really did fall in love with him and stuff.
Actually, her whole job, it kind of fucking annoyed me in the movie.
Her boss annoyed me.
Yeah, it was everything about her job, just her there, whenever she was there, and her boss and all that, whatever. It was fucking annoying, and it was a lot of times in the movie as well. I mean, it fills up a lot of time in the movie, and I was getting kind of annoyed, because I was just like, she's always talking about, I just want to write about this and so. It's like, bitch, then you should have went to go work for this place or whatever. I mean, why the hell would you want to go work for somewhere where you know that all they talk about is glamour, fashion, shoes, women stuff, and fucking whatever the hell else, how to suck a dick in 10 days or something like that, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of annoyed me in the movie. So, yeah, I'm just going to give it a stream out.
Yeah. No, nothing. I'm kind of with you. It's nothing better than probably watch it once in a great while. I watched it on, it was on TV.
Yeah.
The other night, so I'm like, ugh, it's going to win in the poll, so I might as well freaking watch it.
Hey, would you watch this with a woman? Like a girl you're dating or something?
It's gotta be longer than 10. I have to be dating her longer than 10 days. I don't want to get her ready to die.
I have to think about it. It's like, do I want to watch this with a girl or the girl I'm dating with her, just to let her know, like, this shit ain't cool. You see this? But then a part of me is gonna go like, women like to go opposite of men. She might think that, you know what, I'm gonna start doing this to P1.
Yeah.
He's gonna have no choice but to like it, because you know what, he likes me, and I'm gonna be looking at her like, thinking in my head, bitch, I swear to God, if you ever stick some tampons at my,
but
fucking hang you.
But I say the chemistry is the best part.
Yeah. Are you getting some comments now?
Yeah.
We got a lot from our Golden Globe little show we did, which goddamn, that was long.
People, you gotta listen to that show. That show is awesome.
Yeah, that was actually the one I actually like listened to right away or whatever. So, and I think I listened to it before I went to bed or whatever, and I was just in bed laughing like.
We had a lot of fun doing that.
And then I realized, damn, I got drunk towards the end. Started rambling about nothing. Cynthia, she says, damn, now that was a big fuck you, Golden Globes, with letting Jennifer Lawrence win that award. Thank you. That girl didn't even come close to being nowhere near as good as Lupita from 12 Years a Slave, which is funny because Lupita just won at the SAG Awards and at the Critics Awards. So that bitch better not beat Lupita at the Oscars or whatever. But anyway, what are your thoughts on this, P1, since you saw the movie? I think it's a travesty. I think it is, whatever. I think it's some racist bullshit, whatever. Jennifer Lawrence didn't do a goddamn thing in that movie compared to what Lupita did.
I haven't seen 12 Years yet, so I can't comment on either one of them. But I did like Jennifer Lawrence's performance, in my opinion.
Yeah, if anything, out of that list, she was the least one I liked out of all of them.
Yeah.
She did a good performance. She ain't did no fucking Oscar-winning performance, though.
No, you wanted Lupita to win, so.
Yeah, I can't remember who else was in there. It was Sally Hawkins.
June Squibb.
June Squibb. want to say.
Doesn't matter because they all lost.
Yeah, exactly. They all lost, whatever. It just didn't matter. P.S., this was fucking awesome. You guys were hilarious. P1 singing and Z, Amy Poehler is riding Tina Fey's career, LOL.
She is.
Are you sure about that now, Z? Because she's going to be like, I got to go to Globe now, bitch. What you got?
I'm pretty sure Tina Fey has a few, too.
She ain't got one this year.
Because her show's ended. Tina Fey's doing commercials, I think.
Amy Poehler's telling her, like, bitch, wish you're 2013 out. Actually, the other night at the SAG Awards, Tina Fey brought her daughter with her. I was like, damn, she looked just like her.
I didn't know she was married or had a kid.
She's married? Oh, okay. I didn't really pay attention to that. By the way, you should be happy Modern Family won every damn award and category they were in.
Damn straight.
That just shows you the Golden Globes are full of shit.
Well, we know it's full of shit because of one little fucking comedy series that won. An actor.
You know what's funny? So I've been talking to people about that show. They were just as baffled, and they say that, yeah, well, I watched the show. And I gotta say, Andy Samberg is the least interesting and non-funny character in the whole show, so I'm shocked that he was nominated for it. And I was like, he must have bribed him or something.
All right.
Next comment, man. Oh, wait, that's Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard and Matthew McConaughey together. Terrence, don't beat her. Hey, look, man, I don't tell you how to do your job, man. You don't tell me how to do mine, all right? Shit. This bitch got to pay for her sins. Next comment is coming from MK. Martin Luther King?
We just passed Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, damn. Shit, okay. He came back from the grave just to write on Throwback Tuesday. He says, I had to pause the commentary in the video several times because I was laughing my ass off. Thank you. I'm glad you were having a good time. By the way, fuck Andy Samberg and that fat ass bitch Melissa McCarthy. I can't stand the sight of her.
Exactly.
I hope you didn't watch the Critics Awards then, because Melissa McCarthy was all over that shit.
Well, she's so fat, obviously.
Well, yeah, that too, and she was like covering up two horses and shit. But no, the Heat got nominated a couple of times, dude. And I was like, damn, critics really like this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm glad you had a good time listening to that, because I personally didn't think anyone would listen to it because it was 3 hours long. Long podcast doesn't seem to be the way to go these days, but...
People
loving it.
Exactly.
Next comment comes from Miss Stacy. She said, oh my God, because of this podcast, I couldn't finish my workout. Girl, you don't need to work out now. I've seen your body before. So. I thought since it was so long, I could spend extra time at the gym listening to it, but you guys brought the funny midway through this. She brought it all the way. What are you talking about? I didn't see the Golden Globes, but hearing your reaction to Andy Samberg winning was hilarious. And disappointments, any disappointments in this award ceremony for you guys? Well, you just heard mine.
Yeah, I can pretty much say Amy Adams and Lawrence winning. And American Hustle, and pretty much anything American Hustle winning was yours.
Yeah, which I got a thing about Mr. David O. Russell or whatever. He's been having a lot of meetings with the execs at Sony and people in the Academy Award thing. Whatever. I'm starting to think, did that nigga bribe somebody? Maybe. Anyway,
but my disappointment: Sandberg and Brooklyn Nine-Nine winning.
That's one. Jennifer Lawrence. That was. Bullshit.
Amy Adams went in too, because I don't think her character is that strong.
No. I mean, she did a good job, but it was just like, eh. You know, whatever. I'm trying to remember who else was in that list with Amy Adams.
Meryl Streep, Emma Thompson.
What did she win for? It was Best Comedic?
Best Comedic, yeah. She's not going to win Best Oscar.
Okay, she beat Emma Thompson?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was bullshit then, too. Never mind.
Well, then Emma Thompson's not even nominated for an Oscar.
Man, have you seen, I don't know if you've been watching all the awards that's been coming on, whatever. Emma Thompson, man, she is just all over these awards. I mean, she's looking good, too, I gotta say. I mean, I don't know what she'd be wearing. Have these dresses look great on her, but her face-wise, she doesn't even look that old. But every time the camera's on her, she's either having a drink, she's laughing and cracking jokes. I'm just like... Damn, she must be proud of something.
She did say when she didn't get nominated for an Oscar, she's like, well, that means I just don't have to be there.
Um, nominated at the SAG Awards, right? I can't remember what was the actress that was with him when they were presenting the award. And Don Cheadle, he was like, he said, hey, before we start this, I want to congratulate you on winning your SAG Award and everything. And then she looked at him and said, and I want to congratulate you for being nominated and not winning.
Yeah, y'all.
You should have seen the look Don Cheadle had in his face. He looked at it. He was looking at it like, bitch, what you said? It was funny, though. Barbara, she says she got hit by a car and got back. She just riding off Tina Fey's career. Damn, why don't you guys like Amy Poehler?
She's not funny. And she looks like she got fucking hit by a car a few times.
She looked like she got hit by a car and got backed up.
She's not funny at all.
I think I don't watch a lot of her shit that she does by herself, whatever. But when she's with Tina Fey, at least in the two times I've seen her host the Golden Globes, I think they work well together. They have a lot of good chemistry.
They have chemistry. I'm not going to deny they have chemistry together, but she's just not funny at all.
Yeah, I don't dislike her. I don't really love her, but I don't dislike her neither. And so whatever I was saying in that, I was just making fun of her.
You're riding my coattails on that one.
Because she was making stupid ass faces and shit, so I had to make fun of her ass.
Yeah.
Next comment comes from Nick. He says, not going to lie, I thought this podcast would kind of suck without seeing the actual show. Fuck you, Nick. Not only was I able to know what was going on, but you guys made it entertaining as hell. No love for Gravity except for Best Director, but we'll see at the Oscars. Will you guys be doing an Oscar show? We do them on Lehu, but that motherfucker flaked, so I'm just gonna have Z.
Fuck yeah! That'll be a long show.
Yeah, that's gonna be a 4-hour show because the Oscars was 4 hours. So.
We'll see. We want to find the Razzies. Because we seen the nominations were what, Wednesday? And Grown Ups 2 pretty much dominated the nominations. So.
And who's laughing when I said that guess who's in Best Actress, Madea?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that.
We'll see. But Gravity's probably going to win a lot of technical awards.
What happened?
Gravity's probably going to win technical awards at the Oscars.
Well, here's the thing, because a lot of the general audience like to believe that the Golden Globes is what predicts the Oscars, but it's really the SAG Awards that predict it, because the SAG Awards is voted by critics, directors, and all that shit, and people that's part of the Hollywood press and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much is what dictates who's going to win the Oscar. And Gravity didn't get brought up not one time.
No?
No. Sandra Bullock was nominated, but she was going up against Kate Blanchett, and everybody, Kate Blanchett, Jared Leto, and Matthew McConaughey have been the three that's been dominating their nominee section of at all awards. They've won at each one of them has won.
Yeah.
And Lupita would be thrown in there, but she only lost at the Golden Globes, which that's why people make fun of the Hollywood Foreign Press. It's like, what? Fucking Oprah was crying her ass off when Lupita won. Oh, and Tom Hanks. I got an awkward story about him. That dude was just crying in tears, man. And I was like, this is a bad time. Should I go? I was like, I gotta get out of here. He made me feel awkward.
think those four are going to win the best act? Yeah.
What happened?
You think those four, McConaughey, Blanchard, Lupita, and Leto, would probably win Oscars?
Yeah. It's like, McConaughey definitely is going to. I don't give a damn about it. A lot of people are saying, oh, Leo going to win. It's like, oh, you only saying that because you want Leo to win, but let's go ahead and be down. Right?
Leo wasn't even nominated for SAG.
What was that?
He wasn't even nominated for a SAG.
Exactly. So, what does that tell you? McConaughey's got that, though, because in all honesty, his performance was better, too. Plus, he was in a movie that was actually heartwarming, if you will, whatever. That movie was something.
It wasn't...
Him and Jared Leto's got that. That's like a known fact now. Especially Jared Leto, he definitely got that. I mean, I would love to give one to Fassbender, but Jared Leto, man, did some amazing transformation in that movie, Dallas Buyers Club.
So, yeah, we got a while before that happens.
Yeah, so. Like a whole month now, month and a half, if that. Last comment here comes from Aiden, Green Lantern. He says, "Whoa, B1, do you really not want a remake of this?" No, I don't. I think, because I want to see Mark Strong as Sinestro, really, that's why. But, and if they get a remake, you know, obviously they're not going to have Mark Strong. So, I think they should keep things like it is, the special effects, how it is, everything how it is. Just get better writers on it and then make it better. I mean, you can make a better sequel than the first one if you just put the time and effort into it. But obviously, they won't do that because it'd just be easier for them to make a remake or a reboot. And second, because they'd like to just get rid of people and get some new ones in there and rush this out, because they're going to rush it. If they did a sequel, they'd rush that out quicker than the first one. So
yeah, and the movie made no money. So it's not, they're not going to make a, they'll remake it probably, but this one's going to be forgotten, kind of like the Ann Lee's Hulk.
Yeah, the way DC's going about it they're playing it safe by getting very well known actors in their movies, and because you know you got like names coming up, like, and not even saying that they're cast, but you just got names of them being rumored, like Bryan Cranston, Denzel Washington, shit like that. It's like, you know, they're trying to go that route, you know. They ain't trying to get like Joe Blow down the street.
But if they do, I'm kind of with you. If they do bring back Sinestro, Mark Strong's got that. He has to do it.
I wish that's the only reason why I want to see a remake, is just because Mark Strong was fucking perfect as Sinestro. Got the look down and everything. He is Sinestro.
He's got the voice and...
Yeah, he's got that badass voice just like him and everything, too. They just fucked his story up. I mean, honestly, the main problem with that movie was writing. I think they could personally fix that if they just hired better writers. Not David Goyer, please, for the love of God, don't. First of all, don't get TV actors. I mean, writers. What the fuck was they thinking with that?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point.
Who would hire TV writers to handle a big-budget blockbuster summer film like this?
DC.
Well, then you just answered my question. Then sometimes never mind.
You don't see a, well, Whedon was a TV writer.
Yeah, but he did a bunch of movies too before they gave him the Avengers as well. These guys didn't do any movies. And plus, he was actually a fan of the books and all that stuff.
So they need a fan of the Green Lantern to write this.
They just look at these writers and said they worked on Supernatural, though. I mean, not Supernatural, Smallville, and you know, and Arrow. So hey, it should be fine.
Yeah, that's all you DC. Need.
It's all DC, so it should fit out perfectly. Whatever. I mean, think about it. If you had a $200 million film coming out, whatever, and you want it to be huge because it's based on this property and everything, would you hire TV writers?
No, you want to hire the best writer possible.
Exactly. I'm going to go for two things if I'm going to hire a writer on this. One, either he's known, he has a good track record of writing good shit, or two, he knows the character better than anyone. That's the only way I'm going. If it's just some fresh out of fucking TV or rookie writer, I would have to see that script first and look at that and be like, this is shit. I don't want this.
And the cool thing with Whedon is that he's got his hand in every Marvel movie.
Yeah. He really is a true fanboy. Like, when I first heard him say that, he was just like, I love these comics. And I was just like, oh, great, we got another director going. Oh, I just love these books or whatever, you know, just give me the story. And I was like, yeah, right, sure. But, you know, when you see him put his little hands in every Marvel movie, you go like, you know, he really is a fan.
That's all he needs to do. So.
Well, that's another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 34. I am your host, Phenomenal One, MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will tell you, all right, to catch you next time, lovely ladies out there. So,
breaking some laws.
Law says you can't listen. Well, I say you need to listen to this right now. All right.
Later.
Later, best.